A Palestinian was shot and killed today by Israeli police in a suburb of Tel Aviv. The Palestinian, who was apparently unarmed, had run down an Israeli soldier with one car and earlier had struck a police officer in the West Bank with another. Yesterday in Jerusalem, a Palestinian woman set off a bomb on a crowded downtown street, killing herself and an Israeli man. She was the first female attacker in the 16 months of the Palestinian Intifada. Israel says it will respond. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
43-year-old American Mark Sokolow and his family had just stepped onto Jaffa Street to wait for a cousin when the bomb went off. Desperately searching for his wife and daughters amid the flying glass and smoke, Sokolow was transported back 4.5 months to September 11th in Manhattan, when he was in the World Trade Center as hijacked planes slammed into the towers. 12-year-old Jane Sokolow suffered an eye injury in yesterday's explosion in Jerusalem. She told Israel Radio that she remembered walking out of a shoe store.
And then we were walking out to meet my cousin, and then all of a sudden I heard a really loud noise, and then I looked around and I couldn't see my family anymore.
Jaffa Street was briefly renamed New York Street after September 11th, and it's been the scene of several attacks, the most recent less than a week ago when a Palestinian gunman killed two Israelis. This time, however, there was a twist. Police found two bodies at the scene, one an 81-year-old Israeli man, the other a woman who's believed to have set off the explosion. Palestinian militant groups described her as a 20-year-old student from the Nablus area, but that was not immediately confirmed. No group claimed responsibility for the attack. Israeli police say it's not clear if the woman meant to blow herself up or if the device went off prematurely. In any case, Israel says the bombing will mean tougher security checks for Palestinian women at checkpoints in the future. Well, over 100 people were listed as injured, most suffering from shock. Israeli Police Chief Mickey Levy suffered a severe heart attack while responding to the blast. After an angioplasty procedure, he was listed in stable condition. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's government linked the bombing to a speech Saturday night by Yasser Arafat, in which he asked God to grant him the privilege of being a shaheed or martyr, and called on Palestinians to keep up the struggle or jihad.
Jihad and jihad and jihad and jihad.
Israeli spokesman Renan Gissin called the speech pure incitement.
This horrendous attack is a direct result of Arafat's declaration, Shahid declaration, that he carried out in Ramallah.
But Arafat's former spokesman Marwan Kanafani said there's a clear difference between Arafat calling on his people to continue to struggle for an independent Palestinian state and endorsing attacks on civilians.
It's extremely naive to link what the president said yesterday and what happened. The president was talking to a group of people. I was with him, and he was talking to them about resistance and steadfasting. He did not mean by any way what happened.
Palestinians are bracing for severe reprisals from the Israeli military. Some Palestinian security buildings in the West Bank and Gaza Strip were evacuated. In Bethlehem, family members of six Palestinian militants held at the jail stormed the building and forced their release. Palestinians said they feared the jail would be bombed. Israeli papers quoted officials today as saying if these attacks continue, Palestinians risk incurring the harshest Israeli responses to date, including long-term occupation of Palestinian-controlled cities. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.